Global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
And I'm Karen Moscow, 617 on Wall Street. Bloomberg Daybreak is out on customer terminals, bringing you all the news you need to start your day. Let's get a check of the latest headlines from Chris Kirkham at the Bloomberg Daybreak desk. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Karen. Oil ministers meet next month to discuss extending production cuts, and global crude supplies at that time will actually be higher than when OPEC started curbing output. Saudi Arabia says some producers have already reached an agreement on a possible extension. Nestle and Unilever beat sales estimates while implementing price increases in the first quarter. The results suggest the food and beverage industry is finally showing signs of recovery. The CIA and FBI are hunting for a mole who gave top-secret documents to WikiLeaks. That's according to CBS News, which says officials are looking for an insider who had physical access to the material, which was stored in CIA headquarters. And it turns out you don't have to be loaded to own a Picasso. This spring, the artist's granddaughter will sell some of the works she inherited, and prices could be as low as $7,000. Sotheby's will hold the auction on May 18th in New York. For all the news you need to start your day, check out Daybreak on your mobile phone on the Bloomberg Anywhere app. Karen?
Chris Kirkham, thank you. And we are getting some earnings this morning. Danaher reporting first quarter profit that beat analyst estimates, while the midpoint in its outlook for the second quarter missed. BMW beat. And futures this morning higher. S&P futures up 6.5 points. Dow futures up 41. NASDAQ futures up about 18. The DAX in Germany is up 0.2%. 10-year Treasury down 3/32, yield 2.22%. NYMEX crude oil up 0.7% or 36 cents to $50.80 a barrel. COMEX gold down 0.3% or $4.30 to $12.79.10 an ounce. The euro, $1.0757. The British pound, $1.2826. And the yen, 109.07. That's a Bloomberg Business Flash. Now here's Michael Barr with more on what's going on around the world. Michael.
Karen, Vice President Mike Pence praised Indonesia's democracy and moderate form of Islam after meeting with the president of the world's most populous Muslim nation. Pence spoke in Jakarta today. Venezuela's capital is bracing for more protests after two people were killed and hundreds arrested in yesterday's anti-government demonstrations. Opposition leaders want embattled President Maduro to hold elections. Violence erupted after the country's Supreme Court stripped the country's Congress of the few powers it had left. In sports and baseball, the Yankees, the Mets, and the Nationals were all winners. The Red Sox and the Giants lost. In the NBA playoffs, the Wizards have a 2-game-to-zip lead over the Hawks. Washington beat Atlanta 109-101. The Warriors lead their series 2-0 over Portland after a 110-81 win. Finally, from Daybreak on the Bloomberg Terminal, Serena Williams is pregnant. A spokeswoman for Williams says the 35-year-old tennis star will give birth to her first child in the fall. Williams posted a photo of herself on Snapchat with the caption, 20 weeks. So, Bob, when you think about it and do the math, Williams was likely pregnant when she won the Australian Open in January.
Playing for two, was she?
Talk about love. Yes. Anyway, see what I mean? See what I did there?
No. Yeah.
Okay. I hear crickets. Williams is engaged to Reddit co-founder Alexis Ohanian. I'm Michael Barr. This is Bloomberg.
Bloomberg Brief. News, market data, and expert commentary from the world's most trusted economists and analysts.
And good morning to you once again. Time to check in with Christopher Sell, who writes the Bloomberg Brief Oil Buyer's Guide. And Chris, this morning, as we mentioned earlier, Saudi Arabia says some oil producers have reached an agreement to extend production cuts beyond June. According to Oman's oil minister, Iran and Venezuela are also showing support for an extension. Well, so far, we've got 3 months of OPEC-led production cuts under our belt, and that still failed to achieve these targeted reduction in inventories.
Yes.
I mean, we just keep sounding this same old drumbeat here.
Yeah, we do. I mean, let's just go back 24 hours. I mean, it's been a big difference already just from that. I mean, Brent's rebounded a bit today on this news, as you said. But if we just went back to yesterday and the EIA numbers, you know, Brent actually, you know, dropped like the slump the most in 6 weeks because, you know, US crude production was announced to have risen up to 9.25 million barrels a day, which is the highest since August 2015. Gasoline stockpiles actually rose for the first time since February, which alarmed a lot of people. So Brent took quite a hit yesterday, and that's even, or despite even, US stockpiles declining for the second week, which is, hasn't happened this year. So there were some pros and cons yesterday, but the market didn't like it. And then now today, as you said, Saudi Arabia's oil minister, Khalid Al-Felly, has come out and said there's an initial deal to extend this agreement. As you said, his counterpart, the Omani oil minister, has said that GCC countries, that's obviously Saudi, Kuwait, UAE, Qatar, they've all agreeing on an extension. I mean, there isn't a consensus yet on, I think, the sort of extent of the cuts, if it continues into the second half. So there is a lot of detail to be sort of hammered out, if you like, and there's certainly nothing guaranteed until we hear anything from the meeting, the key meeting at the end of May.
You just have to wonder, how can the market just keep on discounting rising demand, though?
I think the market just keeps, you know, as I just said, I mean, it reacts quite quickly to what's going on, but it's just so hard to call anything more than what's going on with this sort of byplay between the OPEC sort of story and the US fundamentals. And I think you mentioned also the stockpiles are not going down either. As you know, there's a great BN story about looking at the numbers from the IEA, and inventories in the OECD fell only slightly in February, and they're still 330 million barrels above the five-year average, which is actually bigger than the surplus of 286 million at the end of December. So stockpiles haven't gone down. They've actually increased over this three-month period, as I think you mentioned. So, you know, if you're a betting man, there can't be any chance that they're not going to extend these cuts, because they just haven't. There has been this sort of collaboration, there has been this compliance, but the numbers they want to see falling simply aren't doing that yet. So they're going to have to give it more time. Otherwise, the price is just going to surely fall a bit further. It's probably more about maintaining the oil price than it is trying to push it up at the moment.
Christopher Sell in London, thank you very much. And you can read Chris's analysis and other news, market data, and expert commentary from the world's most trusted economists and analysts in the Bloomberg Brief digital newsletters. Sign up now at BloombergBriefs.com, or for terminal customers, use the function Brief Go. Right now, West Texas Intermediate crude is up 0.75%, 36 cents to $50.80 a barrel. Brent crude higher by 0.8% to $53.38. And Bloomberg Daybreak, brought to you by Land Rover. Visit your local tri-state area retailer for special lease and finance offers. Land Rover, above and beyond.